Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thanks so much for staying with us. So Action SA has announced a cabinet reform package and a zero-tolerance corruption bill. On the line with us is Action SA parliamentary leader Ethel Trollope. Thank you very much for making time for us. Very good evening to you.
Good evening, and thanks very much for your time, and good evening to your listeners.
All right, let's unpack these two legislative actions for 2025.
Okay, great. So the first one is a cabinet reform package. You know that the budget was not tabled 2 weeks ago, and
yes,
it's going to be tabled next week because the GNU partners couldn't agree on how to balance the budget, and the Minister of Finance was looking to increase that by 2%. So what we're saying is that with the cabinet reform package legislation is that we don't have to increase that. We just need to cut fat. And the best way to do that is to trim down our bloated cabinet. We have one of the biggest cabinets in the whole world with 32 ministers and 43 deputies. And we believe that deputies, for starters, are completely superfluous. You know, after being in Parliament now for about 8 or 9 months, we have realized that deputy ministers might as well just put a broomstick in their place because they have no constitutional mandate. They can't stand in for a minister. And, you know, even the Constitution in Section 93, it says that the president may appoint deputy ministers. Now, there's no need to appoint deputy ministers. And there are countries all over the world that have got much bigger populations with bigger GDPs than South Africa, with much smaller cabinets. And then we also believe that there should be, you know, a reduction of ministers to around 20 ministers would be perfectly adequate to run this country. And we also believe that once the president has made a selection of who he would like to serve in his cabinet, that that selection should serve before Parliament for Parliament to endorse his selections. Because the Constitution says that ministers report to Parliament. So if ministers report to Parliament, we believe we should be having a say in what the cabinet looks like. Obviously, it's the president's prerogative. But like in the United States, Donald Trump was appointing his ministers and they had to be sanctioned by Parliament, the USA Parliament, and we believe we should be doing exactly the same thing, because the fact of the matter is there are just too many ministers and deputy ministers that have been appointed by President Ramaphosa who have come into Parliament with clouds of corruption hanging over their heads, involvement in the destruction of DBS Bank. We've got Minister Mjabeni, who's got High Court rulings against her for corruption and irregular tender awards while she was in a local government. And we believe we need to do something about that and make sure we appoint competent, capable, corruption-free individuals into cabinet. And then the last one with regards to the cabinet reform is that we believe that we could cut a lot of fat with reducing the perks that ministers enjoy. Now, we understand that ministers need motor cars and they travel between Cape Town and the legislative capital. That's fine. No problem with that. They need motor cars to do their work, but they don't deserve to have free housing. Why should everyone else in South Africa have to pay for their houses? So, I, for example, am a member of Parliament. I pay for my own flat in Cape Town, and I pay for my own house in the Eastern Cape where I come from. Why should ministers be different? They get paid really well. Should pay for their own accommodation.
So let's talk about the difference between your proposal, the Zero Tolerance Corruption Bill. How is that different to the Prevention and Combating of Corruption Activities Act?
Well, it's the Prevention of Corruption and Activities Act, PRECA, is a bill that deals directly with corruption. Here we are talking about zero tolerance of corruption in South Africa and in the cabinet, for example. And we are saying that there should be three things introduced in our legislation. First of all, that there should be mandatory minimum sentences. So if you're involved in corruption of over 500,000 rand, that there should be a minimum imprisonment of 15 years. So that everyone gets the message that if you're involved in corruption, you stand to go to jail for a minimum of 15 years. Then we also believe that there should be much stricter sanctions for private sector corruption, because corruption doesn't happen in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. And there are enablers in the public sector and in the private sector. And we believe that there should be blacklisting and permanent disqualification for people who are implicated in corruption. There are just too many examples of contractors that contract with the state. They get contracts irregularly. I'm just reading this evening about a PRASA and tender irregularities in the rolling stock of this country, where people were paid billions of rands. We believe there should be blacklisting, and that you should never be able to do business with government again. And if you're a public representative, if you're involved in corruption, implicated, charged, and prosecuted, that you may never stand again for public office. Because we need to start sending a strong message to South Africans that government is going to lead by example. We're going to cut the fat. We're not going to waste your taxpayers' money. And anybody involved in corruption is going to be meted out the most stringent consequences for corruption. We've seen that, you know, Shamila Batoya of the NPA is stepping down now, and she really has not had an illustrious time. The SIU haven't prosecuted anyone from state capture and the Zondo Commission. So we believe we need to move much further in dealing with this curse of corruption in South Africa. And this private members legislation, it's going to be difficult. We're a small party in Parliament. We don't have enough members to pass it by on our own. So we're going to have to get the support of other political parties. But think about these two pieces of legislation. If other parties do not support our legislation around cutting a cabinet reform package, that means that they support a bloated cabinet. And also, if they don't support the zero tolerance corruption bill, it would mean that they support corruption. So they're going to find themselves between a rock and a hard place, and we're going to push really hard for these legislative improvements.
All right, Action SA's parliamentary leader. Thank you very much for your time, Ethel Trollope.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.